Masechet Bava Kama, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, will now talk about the damages of Shin, which is eating, and Regel, which is walking. We're going to say here that if a person did all he can within normalcy to secure his animal, and then that animal got out and caused damage, he wouldn't have to pay. We'll talk about the level that he has to go in order to be patur, exempt from this payment. Mishnah says, Has kones son ladir v'na'al b'faneha kara'ui. If a person took his sheep and put it in a pen and he locked it properly, the type of gate that could withstand a normal type of wind, and then some unusual type of wind came and knocked down that gate or blew it open, and the sheep got out and it damaged another person's property, patur, the owner of that animal, the sheep, is not obligated to pay for the damage because he did his duty. Everything he was supposed to do, the normal way of locking up the pen, he did in a normal circumstance. It should have worked. Something yotze min haklal, out of the norm, happened and the animal got out, but it's not his responsibility. Lo na'al b'faneha kara'uy v'yatza'a v'hizika haya. But if he did not lock the gate normally, and therefore even normal wind was there, and then the gate got open somehow, and the animal, the sheep, got out and did damage, hayav, the owner of that sheep is obligated to pay for that damage. He locked it up in a way that wouldn't have secured that animal in normal circumstances, therefore he was negligent and he is responsible for the damage that it done. After we spoke about sheep that got out of a pen, we'll now talk about one that got through a hole in the wall. Nifretza balayla, or shepiratzu halistim, if the owner of the sheep locked the pen properly, but somehow in an unexpected way, the wall got broken down. It fell down, something strange happened and it fell down at nighttime, or the robbers came at nighttime and they broke the wall down, and then that animal got out. The animal got out through that gap in the wall, and it damaged a person's property, patur. The person is not obligated to pay for the damage. The wall that broke wasn't his fault, and therefore when the animal got out and caused damage, it wasn't really him. Some external force came, like robbers, and they broke the wall down, and therefore it wasn't his responsibility when that animal got out and caused the damage. In this specific case, we're saying that it has to be during the nighttime, balayla, because during the daytime, if somebody saw the guy's wall was broken, they would go inform him and they would tell him very quickly, and the responsibility would be on him once he knows about it. But if it's balayla, if it's broken in the nighttime and no one knew about it to inform him, therefore that's the case that he would not be responsible. In this previous case, both the owner of the sheep would not be obligated to pay because he did everything he should. He locked the gate properly, and therefore when the robbers came in and broke it down, that was not his responsibility. The robbers wouldn't have to pay as well for the damage that the sheep caused because they don't own the animal. Here we'll talk about a situation where the robbers are obligated to pay. Hotzi'u ha-listim, if the robbers took it out of the pen and then it damaged somebody's property, listim hayavim, the robbers are obligated to pay for the damage. When they took it out of the pen, they sort of acquired it. They did a kinyan with that animal, and it's in a certain way theirs, so therefore it's the responsibility of them to make sure that animal doesn't do damage, and when it does do damage, it is their fault and they would become obligated to pay.